analyst Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Live with Joe. And my name is Josh, and so glad to be joined by Joe and Angel McGee here today. Thank you guys for joining us from sunny Florida. We really appreciate it.
Even at Thanksgiving.
Yes.
The Sunshine State.
Yes. And
there's
so this
no snow. Thanksgiving in Florida. Nope.
Yeah. And I have to be honest. I know we're not supposed to be jealous, but I am. And so I'm getting over it.
But now, just to say, come August, you wouldn't want to be down here.
I understand.
Unless your body is submerged underneath water or you are in an air conditioning below 70 degrees, it's not the place to be. So it has its plus and minus.
That's true. And I'm so thankful for technology that allows us to be joined together, even though you guys are there in Florida. And, you know, this is Thanksgiving week. And, you know, it's a happy time. We're able to be with family, with friends. We're celebrating. And, you know, for me growing up, that was an amazing time to be around my family that I don't get to see all the time.
Right.
And I wanted to know about your guys' experience growing up, what Thanksgiving was like for you. And we'll start with Joe and just kind of give us what was Thanksgiving like with you and your family, Joe?
Oh, man, this is the greatest time of the year because we're going to have nothing. I get to be with all my cousins. I'm going to see all my cousins. We're going to get to eat a lot of food, and then the men are going to sit there and watch some ball games. We go outside and play. And so, man, we had a great time playing outside. It was just like we'd stayed till the sun went down. We'd come back in, eat leftovers again, you know, and hear everybody gossip, and then we finally get to go home and sleep. But it was a great time of the year. I loved it. I have nothing but great memories of Thanksgiving. I look forward to it every year. Matter of fact, I really look forward to Thanksgiving more than Christmas because Christmas, everybody kind of moved into their own world. But Thanksgiving, everybody always got together.
Yeah.
So my dad had 12 brothers and sisters, you know, just my father-in-law. So we had big families. So it was a big deal. Very entertaining. You got to see and hear things you normally wouldn't see and hear at Thanksgiving. When food hits your belly, the blood leaves your brain, and it's amazing what will come out of your mouth.
Absolutely. And, you know, actually, Lorena, my wife, she had her first Thanksgiving with us here in the U.S. last year. And afterwards, she was in the chair, just laid out, falling asleep. And I was like, this is what Thanksgiving is.
Yes. Welcome to America.
Yes.
Until you have to undo your pants and lay on the couch and go into dead sleep, you know, you don't really know.
That turkey will put you out, man. It'll do it.
I know people want to dress up for Thanksgiving, but stretchy pants is really the way to go.
That's it. My Thanksgiving growing up was we would go to Georgia to my grandmother's house. Mm. And let me tell you, that woman could cook.
Yeah.
We would have stuff like pig licking pie. We'd have some monkey bread. We'd have,
we're going to the zoo.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you say pig licking pie?
Pig licking pie, yes.
Can you explain that? For me, I have never heard of that. Just give people who don't have any form of reference.
I have no idea because I was a child, but it was a very light, cakey dessert, and it was delicious. But I don't know if my grandmother just made stuff like that. I was telling Joe the other day, he said, that's a great hush puppy I have. And I go, my grandma used to call those dirt daubers. So she might have just put her own little spin on it. Although I have heard other people say pig licking pie, but not very often. But you know what? I'll find out,
yes,
and we can put it on the website.
We'll come back with a recipe for everybody for pig licking pie.
One time we went to my mom's house for Thanksgiving, and we came in. My son was probably about 5, and we wake up in the morning. We can't find him anywhere. He's not in his room. He's not in the living room. He's not outside. We are freaking out. We can't find him. It's Thanksgiving morning. We're running all over the place. Finally, we open the garage to go out in the front, and we find him laying in the back seat of the car. He did not like the smell of the turkey, so he decided to go outside and sleep in the car and not let any of us know. So that was an adventurous Thanksgiving morning.
Yes. That's incredible. And, you know, for me growing up, Thanksgiving was always a great time, like I was saying, and I loved being around my family. But to be honest, not everyone's family dynamic is that way, where you're looking forward to being around some of these people that are in your family, even though your family, you don't always get along. Sometimes there's some strife or something going on that's causing some issues. And for people who are not so happy on this Thanksgiving week and or looking forward to being around those people and their family, do you guys have some advice that maybe you could give them and just how they can handle those situations that are a little more complicated?
Well, the Bible starts off with this word. It's not good for a man to be alone. Mm-hmm. It is. That's a horrible thing. Loneliness is a horrible thing. Even in prison, they put you in solitary confinement. It's got a name. So you're not supposed to be alone. So find some place to go. Go to church, meet with somebody, you know, take somebody to lunch, hang out with somebody.
But I have been to some relatives before, yeah, where I wanted to just keep driving out of the drive into the driveway and drive back out of the
drop
driveway.
Drop the pile, yeah, and keep driving.
And we'll see, the second I walk in the door, how long do I have to stay here before I offend somebody? And if it leaves, you know, but the thing is, I think at the end of the day, the best thing to do is to, what Joe said, when his family first got saved, they all would go and, you know, just fire hose everybody. If you're thirsty, here's a fire hose. Yeah. And instead they decided, you know, let's just go, don't say anything. Let's go and be a blessing.
Yep.
Let's clean up. Let's serve plates. Let's
preach. Don't share. Just be a blessing.
And let them ask the questions.
Yeah.
And I think once you go in there with that attitude to serve,
yeah,
instead of just let me bide my time until I get there, because you know they're going to say something offensive.
Yeah. And give short answers. Don't go into a sermon. Give a real short answer. So you're a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go to church every Sunday? Yeah. Well, how is it?
But now in my relatives, the Christians were the most offensive ones, just so you know. So, excuse me. I got to get a drink. Go ahead.
Well, and one thing too, I would say, just one thing that you could do is just show that you care. And one way, even if you don't care, you can act like you care by asking some questions about them in their lives. And that takes a pressure off of you of having to give a sermon or be preachy to them, but ask them how they're doing.
How you doing? Perfect.
Be interested. How's job going? How's the family doing? You know, what's things like with you? How's your life? And then that way you get them talking and that just shows that you care. And so that's
worst case scenario. The best thing, the go-to for me, if I can't handle all the adults, I go play with the kids.
There you go.
Yeah.
No matter what, they're fun.
And she's done that. She has done that.
And I like that too. Truthfully, that's probably my favorite part.
Yeah.
And I would also say it's an opportunity to walk in love. That's what we do as a Christian. That is our job. That's what we've been called to do. It's not always easy. It's not always fun. But the one way that you can do that is just to be friendly, have a smile on your face, even when you don't want to. Force yourself to smile. Be friendly, say a kind word.
I wanted to be like Jesus. You know, Mary lost him. She couldn't find him. He was in the kitchen eating. And when he did his first miracle, hey, they run out of wine. That's not my problem. No, you need to do something about that. Where was it? Well, he's in the kitchen. Jesus, the Son of God, was in the kitchen. What are you doing in the kitchen? I'm snacking. I'm in the kitchen.
He was looking for some pig licking pie. Yeah.
So hang out in the kitchen, man. Don't get out of everybody yapping. Just stay in the kitchen, just finger snacking. Talk to the people that are happy. Happy people go to the kitchen.
And, you know, we don't talk about it enough, but really the fruit of the Spirit is important.
Man.
And that is a time to develop that. It's a time to sharpen that part of your life and to give and to not talk about, ugh, you know, they're going to say something. They're going to do something.
Just go to serve.
Yeah. Going to serve is the best way to go.
Yeah.
And if you don't have family, I will tell you this. There was one Thanksgiving. I was working for an insurance company. And they had a thing they were requesting people to come and serve and take meals to the elderly that couldn't get out. Yeah. So me and my kids, who were both in, I think, high school, we decided to do that. Do you know, we had more fun doing that. And we got more out of that than we ever got eating turkey and watching football. Yep. I mean, it was such a delight. People were thrilled to see us. They didn't have people to talk to. They just wanted to spend a few minutes with us on the porch and talk. So even if you're away from your family, like with your job or something like that, or just alone, there are things you can do to go and help and serve and be and become a blessing to your community.
That's so true. And I, Joe, I wanted to ask you, we got a couple minutes left here on the podcast, and I wanted to ask you, you know, it's important. We have this one day that we set aside called Thanksgiving, and it's a time for us to be thankful for everything that we have with our family, with our friends, with our life, everything God's done for us. But what's the importance of living a thankful life on a daily basis?
And the Bible says God inhabits praise. He's got four angels around the throne. When you get to heaven, there'll be four angels around him that don't do anything but thank him and praise him. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, God inhabits praise. People like to be thanked. And so if you start being thankful, if you just start just, hey, thank you, just a little simple, hey, thank you for that. Thank you for passing us all. Hey, thank you. I'm glad you did that. You start thanking people, man, doors will open up that you cannot imagine. So Thanksgiving is a really critical day, but we've sort of lost the purpose that the founding fathers had. Hey, they were thankful, man. The Indians brought food. They didn't starve to death. They learned to finally grow that corn. I mean, it saved them. So they were very thankful. Hey, what are you thankful for? I'm alive.
Yeah.
I'm eating food. I've never eaten it before, but I'm really enjoying it. This is really good. So find some, just thank somebody for something. Get your mouth moving the right direction. Otherwise, your mouth will go backwards. It'll be all about I. We don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that. So get thankful.
Yeah. And, you know, when I was in one of my classes, I had a teacher ask me, how many of you guys are thankful? Every single morning, he would ask this question, and he would expect all of us to have an answer. And so there were some people being like, well, I'm so happy someone paid for my tuition. They paid my car payment. They paid my apartment, my rent, everything like that. And he said, that's really good. And that's an awesome thing. But those are all temporary things to be thankful for. You need to find something that you can be eternally thankful for.
Ooh.
Because what happens next month if the car payment, someone doesn't pay it? What happens next month if someone doesn't pay your apartment? Do you still have a reason to be thankful? And that's why I think we go back to just being thankful to God. God, I'm thank you that I'm accepted, that I'm saved. I'm in your family. I'm thankful that you love me. And then I'm always going to be with you for all of eternity. If you can keep your mind on things to be eternally thankful for, then no matter what happens as circumstances change in our life, no matter what position we find ourselves in, we still have a reason to keep our attitude above what the world would think we should be living at.
Well, you have those people say, well, I don't feel God. So you start thanking God, he'll show up. God goes where he gets thanked. God inhabits praise. You don't feel God? You need to start thanking him more. Yeah. Hey, what you just said, it's what you need to do. Just start thinking, hey, I'm breathing. I got my socks on. I'm doing good.
Yes. And I know you guys are thankful to be living in sunny Florida right now while we're
there's a God in heaven. God bless Florida. God bless Florida.
So at the bare minimum, I know you guys are thankful for that. But, you know, Joe, I don't know if you would like to maybe just give a short prayer for people who, are just going through a tough time right now, and just to encourage them and give them some peace during this time.
I'd love to do that. Yeah. Father, we thank you for those that are listening and watching today. Father, we ask you, take blindness from our minds, enlighten the eyes of understanding. Talk to us when we go to sleep, when we wake up and walk during the day. You promised you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you. You're with us right now. Wherever we are, whatever we're going through, you are right with us. You know every thought. You order every step. Father, you said our greatest days are in front of us, not behind us. Yes. So, Father, we thank you for our greatest days in front. You're going to order our steps, and we're going to be exactly where we need to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so, guys, we want to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Live with Joe. Not only thank you for listening, but thank you to all of our partners, those that are giving faithfully each month, and those that are also praying for us. And we just want to encourage you, go to joemcgee.com and look at the events tab and see where Joe's going to be at, because you're going to want to go try to find see him live in person, because it's a different experience. I can tell you that.
Yes, it is.
And pastors, if you want to have Joe come and speak, that's the way you can do it as well. Go to joemcgee.com. Go to the events tab. You'll find all the information you need. And again, guys, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next week.
God bless. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.